Seven armed men storm a crowded nightclub in Nigeria's southern oil city of Port Harcourt late Sunday and kidnap four foreign oil workers. An American and a Briton were said to be among those abducted. Monday, three Philippine gas workers were released after 10 days in captivity. Port Harcourt journalist Joe Ona witnessed the transfer of the men to Philippine embassy officials and says the ex-hostages look well.
The Attorney General of Rivers State took the hostages on behalf of the state government. They were handed over to the Philippine Embassy in Nigeria, and they were in good condition. They said there was no ransom paid. That is the hostages you are saying, as far as they are concerned. There was no ransom demanded.
Hostages are usually released after a few days when a ransom has been paid. Criminology professor Itanibi Alemeke of Jos University in central Nigeria says the violence that started as a protest against years of neglect and injustice has now taken a more complex dimension and could go on for a long time.
It assumed an economic dimension of its own where people really look forward to reaping a lot, and that had broken down into many factions in that area among traditional rulers, among politicians, among elites, all of them having their own faction of the militants. I think that is the point we are now, which is a very dangerous thing because it makes finding an end to that kind of violence quite difficult because there are now entrenched interests for it to continue to be perpetrated irrespective of the original grievances.
Nigerian militants have launched a wave of kidnappings and attacks on oil facilities and personnel in the past 7 months, leading to a 25% cut in oil output in Africa's largest oil producer. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.